in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live and on location, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
On location at Liberty Ford in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick. Having a great time here at this dealership, the first of our remotes from the title sponsor of this show. So happy to be here with you. Phil Dawson, the legendary kicker for the Browns, is sitting beside me. He has been here for a good hour, signing autographs, a line extending outside the building. He will be here through the show, through the entire next hour. So come on out, see Phil, meet him, have autographs signed, take pictures with him. He's been doing that graciously throughout, and a lot of fun. Of course, the man who boomed those 50-plus yard field goals, 50 and longer, in last Thursday night's game at Baltimore, making those look like chip shots, but that's what Phil Dawson does. A full show, and we're going to talk with him in a little bit. We'll also go inside the numbers. That's something we like to do on our Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, will be here to do that with us. But we are very pleased right now as he signs yet another autograph to say hello to our good pal, and again, one of the all-time great Browns, Phil Dawson. Phil, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Good grief. I wasn't expecting this many people. Usually when a kicker comes in, people go the other way. So this has been pretty good.
This has been a lot of love for the kicker tonight.
That's right.
And it's been enjoyable to see. And, you know, let's start in the natural place. Last Thursday night against the Ravens in Baltimore. You, of course, I know Tuesday, the day off, and this whole week is geared toward preparing for the Giants and looking ahead. But I just need to back it up a little bit because it was extraordinary. You and I talked after that game, and the largest part of you wants that win. The only part of you I know wants that. But how good does it feel, though, to have a game like that as a kicker?
Well, those are the kind I don't know that you can even say you dream about. I had a couple games last year where I had two 50-yarders, and that was pretty unusual. So to have a game where, especially in one half, you get three opportunities, and to make them and execute, that was a pretty special night. But like you said, at the end of the day, we're judged by wins and losses, and I would have gladly gone 0 for 3 and had to score touchdowns instead and come away with a victory. But, we got a lot of good guys on this team who are trying to do their jobs. I'm certainly trying to do mine. And if we can get enough guys doing that, we're going to be all right.
When you are asked or told, and you're never asked in football, right? You're told you're told by the coach to go out there and hit that 50, hit that 51, hit that 52. First of all, there has to be a sense that that's makeable for you, and your history shows that. But how, in the particular setting of that night, the conditions, the it was raining, type of field you're on, what's the thought process that tells you, oh yeah, I go out there and do it, besides your natural built-in confidence and this is what you're paid to do?
Well, I go out on the field about 4 hours before game time, and I start walking around and just getting an idea what are the conditions for that given game day, and then an hour and a half before the game, I actually get out there and start kicking. And that's, honestly, that's the only time in the evening where I think about range. I go out and I test and I kick and I try to figure out, okay, what is my range tonight each way? And then I tell my coaches so that once we get to the game, I don't think about range anymore. If my coach sends me on the field, I know I'm within range, and so all I'm doing at that point is worrying about my target and just concentrating on hitting a good ball, and I've already taken care of all that, the thought process about, boy, this is a long one. No, that's already taken care of, and that's what allows you to be consistent, because I think a lot of guys get in trouble when they go out there and they classify in their mind, okay, this one's over 50, so I got to change something. No, figure out what your range is, stick to your routine, pick your target, and then just let it rip.
Phil Dawson, Browns standout kicker, is here with us as we broadcast from Liberty Ford in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick. He's here for the full hour of the show. We welcome you to stop by, get an autograph. There's a stack of Well, it's getting smaller, the stack of pictures of Phil in his kicking motion. People have come out with helmets and footballs and so forth for him to sign. Did I see a guy with a beer pong table?
Yeah, I had to ask him what it was. I mean, it was like this. Well, yeah, it was like this 12-foot monstrosity. I didn't know what he was carrying in here, and that was a first.
I'm impressed that you had to ask him because I kind of knew what it was, and not that I've ever played, but my kids have, I guess. I'm hoping they didn't, and if they did, they don't want to tell Dad about it, but we recognized it when we saw it, and I said, that's a beer pong table, but nonetheless, you signed that. So is that the most unusual thing you've signed?
That's top five, I guarantee.
Is that in the top five? What the role that the field turf play, you spend eight regular season games and regular season home games, two preseason games playing on natural surface. What role did the field turf of M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore have in your success?
It was vital. Even with the rain, I knew I'd have a consistent plant foot. And in my little world, if I can plant my left foot and know that it's going to stay there, I feel like I have control of the football. So even though it was a little bit of wind, even though there was some rain, I felt very confident that I could kick the ball where I was aiming. You know, if we had been at home in the same conditions but on our field, those would have been exponentially more difficult, and I don't know that I make all three. So I'm a huge fan of the field turf. I know every time I get chirping on it, Joe Thomas tells me to shut up because the big boys like the grass because it's softer and all that kind of thing. But I love that hard stuff that is very consistent.
You don't know if they change it just for you? You think that's possible?
I doubt they'll do anything just for me, but if they do, I'll be very happy for it.
He is Phil Dawson, and he will be with us throughout this hour here at Liberty Ford in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road. Come on out, say hello to him, get an autograph, photo. Phil has been gracious. He's been here actually for an hour already, and folks have been outside. The line has been outside the door to come see him. And come see us. The show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be doing this and talking more with Phil. That is coming up. As I said, we'll go inside the numbers as well. Stick around. Much more ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, at Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
We all know how important it is to back up our computer files, but actually doing it, that's a hassle. So get Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically and continually. With Carbonite, you'll never have to remember to back up again, ever. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com with no credit card required. Type in the offer code BACKUP for 2 free bonus months with your subscription. That's carbonite.com. Offer code BACKUP.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of AlarmForce. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call AlarmForce today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Liberty Ford in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick. Have had a great crowd on hand. Phil Dawson is here, the Browns' one and only outstanding kicker with us, and he's here for the full hour, has been here for an hour already, signing autographs. You do this stuff, I know, pretty regularly, but I see, through my many years of being around this game and seeing all kinds of players, some Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, whatever, future like yourself, Hall of Famers, when I see them signing and going through this thing, I see in your face a real enthusiasm. You like this. You like interacting with fans.
I do, and honestly, it hadn't always been that way.
Okay.
When I was young and trying to prove myself in the league, it was intimidating to kind of put yourself out there and be subject to some of the comments you might hear. But the Cleveland fans, as time has gone by and I've become more comfortable, I'm overwhelmed by their support. And so now whenever I can get out and just hang out with them and shake hands and take pictures and all that kind of stuff, it really does mean something to me because they are a big part of why I've been able to do what I do. There's many Sundays I go into that stadium and the comments, the positive reinforcement, just the overall vibe is a tangible thing, and it allows me to relax and just go do my thing. So I owe a great deal to them, and I really feel like I have a special bond with the fans here in Cleveland.
Longevity has been obviously the key. And you, first of all, you last in this league because you're really good at what you do. You also know how to handle the ups and downs that go with this game. And as you've said, I mean, as being part of this Browns team, unfortunately, has meant a lot of downs in an effort to reach the ups. How do you stay stable with it all? How do you keep your focus? Because that, and for kickers, it seems to be one of the hardest things to do.
I'm a tremendous believer in having a routine. And what I mean by that, I mean, it's so boring. If you came and hung out with me for a week, I do the same things on Monday. I do the same things on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You mean football-wise or everything?
Everything. Okay. I eat the same thing. I mean, just...
Okay.
I really... And what that allows me to do is, first of all, I have confidence that my routine works. But then, second of all, every game week is just an entity that I view all by itself. I try not to look at the big picture. I try not to think about what happened a couple weeks before or what's coming up down the road. No, this is Tuesday of week 5.
Yeah.
And so I've got my routine, and that's what helps me just kind of approach each week with the intensity it deserves, and has proven to at least help me out all these years.
Do you empathize with other kickers? You guys live in a certain world that no one can identify with if they're not a kicker. And specifically, I'm talking about NFL kickers, where you get to watch them when you're not playing or watch highlights or whatever. And I'm bringing this up because we know what happened Sunday night, Lawrence Tynes, with just coming up short on a field goal in that very close game against the Eagles. And I heard the comments that a lot of people made around here. Well, that's Phil Dawson. No, that's done. That's automatic. But what goes through your head when you see what another kicker miss something like that?
I feel really bad for him unless I'm playing against him.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
No, yeah, I mean, it's a very thin line that NFL place kickers live. You can really execute to the fullest of your ability and not get the result you want. And that's the thing that keeps me up at night, even after all these years, is you can prepare well, you can be mentally into it, feel great physically, you can kick the ball exactly where you're aiming, and just like a putt in golf, maybe you just misread the green, the ball doesn't do what you thought it would do in the air, and you come away with a miss. So anytime I see a guy or myself go through that, it's tough, and it just reminds you of how fickle this game can be.
Sure.
And why you do need to bring that intensity each and every week, because whatever may be going on won't necessarily happen the next game. And so you've got to approach each kick with that intensity that it requires.
You did something really cool, I thought, Thursday night in extending your games played streak and moving up in the ranks on the Browns all-time list. And a guy like Doug Deacon, who's a great friend of yours, and of course the Browns color analyst, former Browns offensive lineman. And we witnessed this. We're standing by your locker in Baltimore, and you pull out, or you hand him a box. He pulls out this ball. Explain what you wrote on that.
Well, Doug is a legend for the Cleveland Browns. I expect to see his name up in the rafters here one of these years. But I've had the privilege of getting to know him more so than the other guys. Mm-hmm. That have played in Browns history. So when the game came up that I tied him in games played, I wanted to just let him know that I appreciated the contributions he's had to this place. All kidding aside, because Doug, we're pretty sarcastic with one another. But
yeah,
I had a
he's
ball.
With everybody.
That's right. So I had a ball painted up that had a picture of him on one side, picture of me on the other side. Had 203 under each one. Under his, it said has been, and under mine, it said never was. And then it said, we've both fooled them for a long time. And that was just kind of my little tongue-in-cheek.
Nice.
But still a moment to say, you know what, Doug, thank you. Thanks for setting the bar so high, and thanks for being a friend all these years.
He loved that, and he was showing all of us afterward, and very proudly. No, he loves that connection that the two of you have. And your connection actually goes beyond that. And I didn't realize this, and Doug mentioned it on the show yesterday. He said that, or yesterday or Friday, whatever it was, but when he was last on the show, he said that you did not start out really kicking in this game of football, and your appreciation for others who play other positions is because you played offensive tackle at one point in your football life.
I played all over the place, but one year I did play offensive tackle in high school, and we ran the wishbone.
Okay.
So a lot of chop blocking, a lot of scramble blocking, a lot of pulling and going downfield, and I had a blast. When you're playing 5A high school football in Texas, and that's the opposite of Ohio, so 5A is the biggest,
okay.
Whereas I believe here 1A would be the biggest.
Right.
So we're playing against some very quality competition, and it was at that time that I learned the importance of attention to detail, because I'm a 195-pound kid going against guys who are 295 pounds. Trying, Division I guys that are going to Michigan and Tennessee and Texas,
right.
And all these things. And I learned the importance of when your coach says, step at a 45-degree angle, put your shoulder here, get this pad level. I learned I better do that or I'm going to get killed.
Yeah.
And I just think that lesson and also just learning to compete has helped me even though now all I do is kick. Whether it's my plant foot having to be exact, whether it's knowing the weather forecast inside and out, just the attention to detail has served me well all these years.
And has it also given you a greater appreciation for what others do? Because there's always that stigma that kickers don't really care about anybody else, and vice versa. The other position players say, well, he's just the kicker, and we're the ones doing all the hard stuff. Do you sort of understand your responsibility when you're out there to bring fruit to their efforts?
Absolutely. And those guys, I have the utmost respect for what they do, and to do it so many weeks in a row at such a high level, it amazes me, and I have the best seat in the house. So I've always tried to be a guy that is a football player who kicks, not a kicker who plays football. And there's no greater compliment a teammate can give me than, you're just one of us. And each and every year I try to prove myself all over again, and that's been a fun part of what I do.
He's number four, Phil Dawson, Browns kicker, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting live from the Liberty Ford dealership in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick, Ohio. Come on out for autographs from Phil, pose for pictures. We're here. He's going to be here until the top of the hour. Phil, the 0-4 start, again, not what any of us want to see, and it doesn't get any easier at the Giants this Sunday. Give us a sense, a gauge of what the mentality of this team is right now.
I think we're okay. No one's happy with where we are, but I think everyone's excited. I mean, if we were going to play a team that no one respected and we won our first game, I think what you would hear the following week is, they got one, but let's see what they can do against some good competition. Well, if we can go to New York on the road and beat the defending Super Bowl champions, that's a great opportunity. And as an athlete, as a competitor, that's all you can ask for is an opportunity to demonstrate, you know, your abilities. And so I think we're going to continue working the way we have been, looking to improve in certain areas, and then go out Sunday on a big stage against a great opponent and show the world what we're made of.
You've seen your share of teammates come and go, particularly the so-called young hotshots will come in and make a difference, and everybody hopes they will. And unfortunately, that hasn't taken hold through time. But this most recent group, there's a lot of promise here, as we know, with Brandon Whedon, with Trent Richardson, with Mitchell Schwartz on down, the receivers, Travis Benjamin, Josh Gordon. Your sense of why you think they can do and succeed where others who have come in as rookies have not. What are you seeing in these young guys?
You know, I see a maturity level that isn't always there for a rookie. Some rookies come to town and need help finding their way to the facility, and then they're straight home to play PlayStation the rest of the day and just being knuckleheads, and that's fine. I mean, that's kind of normal. But this group of rookies, I don't see that. I see guys staying late to watch extra film. I see guys coming in early to get a little extra lift in so that their bodies are right. I see guys on their off weeks getting massages and just doing the things that old pros do. So when I see that, then you just got to trust that the reason they're there is they're talented, and obviously we've all seen the talent that they have. So when you mix all that together, there is a bright future for these guys.
The pressure to win is automatic in the NFL. It goes with the moment you sign that contract because you're paid. Is it, though, ratcheted up here when you know a new owner is taking over soon, October 16th, Jimmy Haslam, the rest of the NFL will vote officially on that. Does that turn up the heat even more for, say, players or a palpable sense around the building?
I think for the veteran guys, most of these young guys don't understand what anything outside of that locker room, if does that make sense?
Sure.
I mean, they're just trying to learn the playbook and go play on Sundays.
Myopic focus.
That's right. But for those of us who've been around and have a sense of, you know, maybe a little bit broader opinion of things or viewpoint on things, we understand the situation, and that is a real issue. It's something that we'll learn about as we go, but ultimately, regardless of what issues are swirling around, we need to be like those rookies. Mm-hmm. We need to get in that locker room. We need to focus on exactly what we can to win a football game and let all the other stuff take care of itself.
And he's been around. I mean, we saw him on the field in Baltimore. We've seen him in home games as a presence, and he certainly likes to engage with you guys.
It's been awesome. That's something that the players are fired up about. When you see your owner involved and around, and he knows your name, and he's excited and passionate and intense and all those things, that is welcomed, and it's a very positive thing in the locker room.
Well, having you here, very positive thing, and we appreciate the time, and I'm going to let you be now to sign autographs for those who want them, and again, Phil Dawson will be here for the full hour. We are at Liberty Ford in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick. Come out and say hi to Phil. He has been gracious with autographs and posing for photos and you name it. So that's what we'll do. And up next, we are going to answer your questions and comment on your comments, the one you submit to the Browns official social media pages as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford at Liberty Ford in Brunswick, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loops, 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loops signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay confused.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
And we are here in Brunswick, our location for the Liberty Ford dealership on Center Road, encouraging you to come out because Phil Dawson is here for another 30 minutes or so, maybe about 33, actually, to sign autographs, to pose for pictures. We welcome you to come by and be part of this. This is the first of our five remotes that we're actually going to be doing from the Liberty Ford locations throughout Northeast Ohio. And it's so great that we're kicking it off. And to talk a little bit about that is Rich Shagovac. He is the general manager of this dealership. First of all, Rich, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we love having you having us. And we want to start with this, the event, and just having something like this in place, having a Phil Dawson here and so many people showing up, this has got to be a fun and good thing for business.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have people just come into the dealership and see what we're all about. You know, get some different people down here that maybe wouldn't come to Brunswick or into the area and just have fun.
Well, I can tell you, as someone who has been driving a Ford Explorer, 2013, by the way, since I guess I had a 2012 initially, but my whole time and our whole time with the Browns with Liberty Ford has been unbelievable in your association with this show. I can tell you that you're selling a great product, number one, which makes it, I guess, easier from your standpoint. But number two, tell me what benefit from Liberty's standpoint it has to affiliate yourself with a football team and with the Browns in particular and the players, the coaches, the whole works.
Well, the Browns organization is a great organization, as everybody in Ohio knows. They've been here. We got a new ownership group coming in. which is great for the city. It's driven a lot of enthusiasm back into the Browns organization, and we're just happy as Liberty Four to be a partner with you guys.
Outstanding. And now, I'm not going to tell you who asked me to ask you this question, but I thought it was a good suggested question for you. They said, which Browns player best exemplifies the quality, the durability, the longevity of a Ford vehicle?
Oh, of course, Phil Dawson.
You just had to take a stab. We didn't set you up on that. Yes, of course, Phil Dawson, absolutely. And of course, Phil is here at this location in Brunswick. We appreciate you being here with us on the show, but also, again, hosting us. And we look forward to more remotes with Liberty Ford as we go forward.
Thanks.
All right.
We look forward to it also.
Rich Shagovec, the general manager here at Liberty Ford in Brunswick, getting some applause from the folks that work for him and are part of this great dealership. Come on out. Phil Dawson is here until the very top of the hour to sign autographs and to pose for pictures and to talk some football with you. We are going to go into our mailbag right now, the questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And David from Facebook, he says, we have one of the premier backs in the league. Why do they only have 12 touches against Baltimore? He said the game was never out of hand to where we had to get out of the game plan. And if the game plan did not call for it, then, you know, shouldn't he have had maybe 20 or 25? So David is raising this question. And I would say this. It was certainly a game that was not out of hand. We know that much. We also know that the structure of a game plan has more to do with just an assigned number of carries for a back. I know people look at that, and unfortunately, the fun part of fantasy football is that it's fun. The unfortunate part for the many I know who have Trent Richardson on their team, that is what they're focused on. And I'm hopeful, too, that in this case, and I'm not assuming what you are, David, other than a Browns fan who wants the best for the Browns as a team, but I know that skews a lot of the thinking and perspective of how many running attempts that a running back has. The fact of the matter is, yes, I think Trent Richardson could get a greater workload and handle that. I think the Browns have also had a plan, Pat Shurmur, the coaching staff, on how to utilize him. Coming back from that knee surgery, getting his football conditioning back, his legs under him, so to speak, and looking more comfortable, feeling better, I think, with each game. Also, there's a learning curve. He is a rookie. He's still figuring out how this offense works, what his assignment is and his assignments are within that offense, the holes to hit and so forth, the kind of blocking, getting used to and developing chemistry with those in front of him. And I think to some degree that can be in the back of the mind of a coach when deciding on how much work to give the guy as a runner. But I don't think anything holds back Trent Richardson now as we head into week 5. The Browns know he's an integral part of the game plan, and I know as they take on an explosive Giants team, Eli Manning and company, all those dangerous receivers that he has to throw to and their ability to score and score quickly, you want to do something besides ask your defense to slow them down. Your offense can do that as well. But the Browns' scheme will always call for a balance. It will be a throw to set up the run type of approach. That's not changing. That's what Pat Shurmur believes in, as well as Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator, and they will structure things accordingly. But it doesn't mean you get away from running the football. It doesn't mean you don't run it at all or you run it minimally, but you do. This offense, this scheme looks for big plays. Cindy from Facebook, she says, as long as we fans accept losing as, quote, good effort or, quote, improvement, we get what we deserve. Bottom line is in the NFL, winning, she puts that all in caps, is everything. Not 4-12 seasons year after year. And Cindy, I'm with you 1,000% that your expectation should be greater than that, and improvement and good effort and the types of lines and phrases that have come out of the most recent games we've seen this year, because they've been losses, but in a few of those games, and all but one of those games, you can point to a lot of good things that are happening. I think, again, by no means should that be sold as what you're trying to buy as a fan. You want success and wins, and that is what it's all about. But I would stress that when you're dealing with a team this young, when the key components to this team are rookies and are people that are playing now their first four real NFL games, it is fair to look at them as apart from the final outcome of the game to some extent. I'm not saying this is, and I'm also not saying that these guys would buy this or accept this, but you do analyze these players on the basis of what kind of incremental improvement they make. How do they approach things as players? How are they handling the pressures of playing in the NFL? You just heard from Phil Dawson. As a veteran, he looks into the eye of these teammates and makes those same assessments. He says he sees the maturity and growth in them that you don't always see in younger players. And he's looking at that because his welfare as a pro football player, his career is in their hands as much as theirs is in his hands, or more specifically on his foot. I mean, those are the kinds of things, those dynamics are what's part of a football team. But it's fair to separate and say, you see improvement in young players, you see progress, you see where it can get good when Brandon Weeden is throwing for 300-plus yards, when Trent Richardson is running as effectively as he is. But by no means is it acceptable to say that's all you get from this, that at the end of it all, good effort. No, that's not what the NFL is. That is not what people pay good money for to watch the games play, what a new owner of this football team and the current owner of this football team invest their big money for. It's success, and it is not, as you say, 4-12, which was what last year's record was. So the progress line must get better as we go forward, and there are now 12 games to try to establish that left on the schedule. Sneakerhead from Twitter says, I hope Joe Hayden learns how important he is to the defense. Games are way different with that talent on the field. Hashtag hurry back. I'm with you, Sneakerhead, on that assessment. I think Joe Hayden understands how important he is. I don't think that was ever a question in his mind. It's sad. It's unfortunate that he's not part of this team right now and won't be for another game. The fourth and final of his four-game suspension is this game in New York against the Giants on Sunday, and they miss him. The Browns miss him badly in that secondary, and it does raise the level of pressure on the remaining defensive players to handle what Eli Manning and the Giants are going to throw at them. So what are the Browns going to do, or what have they been doing? They're leaning on next man up. They're leaning on young people like Buster Screen and Trevin Wade and, of course, Dimitri Patterson, a veteran who's in there, Sheldon Brown. They're asking everybody, the safeties as well, to be bigger players than whatever they are with Joe Hayden on the field. Bigger players making better plays, and that's where it starts. But you also have other players, 10 other players on that defense, and others besides the secondary involved in this process, a front seven. The pressure that a defensive line that I think is playing exceptionally well, that played exceptionally well against Baltimore. How about Billy Winn? How about John Hughes? How about the consistent pressure that they were applying to Joe Flacco? Joe Flacco, yeah, threw for 356 yards, was on the ground four times with sacks, threw an interception, and I think if you ask him, didn't feel great about that primetime performance. And why? Because he had a defense that harassed him quite a bit in that game, and I think that's only going to increase as we go forward. Jabal Sheard playing well as well as he did as a rookie. Not having the sack numbers, but he's a factor in everything. If you watch tape of Jabal Sheard, the man is disruptive and involved. Frosty Rucker also making an impact, helping bring some more strength and physicality to that defense. Jaquay Parker, same thing, and a pass rushing force on third down as well. So those are the ways you offset Joe Hayden's absence, but Joe Hayden, knowing his importance to the Browns defense, absolutely, and can't wait to get him back, and that will come, of course, when the Browns play their sixth game of the season, and that will be against the Cincinnati Bengals, that coming up a week from Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium. All right, we've got much more for you. We're going to go inside the numbers. Matt Florjancic, we do this every Tuesday from ClevelandBrowns.com. The staff writer is going to join me here as we broadcast from Liberty Ford in Brunswick, Center Road, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford at Liberty Ford. I love saying that. On ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer.
Times Vermilion Home.
Quick Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of one-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Great time, great food, too quick to steak and lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Cozy presents the Big Small Biz Celebration. In appreciation of all their hard work and determination, we're giving away 40 prizes exclusively for small business owners. You could win a shopping spree for your company, tickets to big games, a new logo design, computers, and much more. You don't need to be a Cozy member to win. Join the celebration sponsored by Medical Mutual today. Enter and find complete rules and eligibility requirements at CozyCelebration.com. That's CozyCelebration.com.
First Energy Solutions is proud to power Ohio. And to say thanks, we're giving away $1 million in prizes. Enter at thanksamillionohio.com for a chance to win money for you, your schools, and your business. And find out how you can also save on electricity for years to come. Go to thanksamillionohio.com to enter and learn about our money-saving plans. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. Game ends October 31st, 2012. Prizes and donations collectively total $1 million. See complete official rules at thanksamillionohio.com. Sponsored by First Energy Solutions at FES.com.
Hi, guys. What can I get you?
I'll have a soy chai vanilla chip dolce low-fat cappuccino, please.
What did you just order?
What?
A soy chai vanilla chip.
Hold on. Give us each a black coffee to go. He drives an import truck. Wishes he had a Ford F-150 like me. Tows more and hauls more than any other half-ton pickup.
Can I get whipped cream and sprinkles at least?
Let me think about it. No.
Little caramel?
Come on.
For a great deal on a built Ford Tough F-150, see your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
The location of this program is the Liberty Ford dealership in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road. So come on out. Phil Dawson is here, signing autographs, looking forward to meeting and greeting folks. And the staff is here. We're enjoying that as well, signing the photos and posing for photos. And Browns fans unite, because single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three game ticket plans include the sold out division games versus the Cincinnati Bengals on October 14th or the Pittsburgh Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including the club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We are going inside the numbers as we usually do with Tuesday on Tuesdays, and we do this on Tuesdays with our good buddy Matt Florjancic, staff writer for clevelandbrowns.com. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and we're going to do this segment a little different today because we've got another guy on the air, and it is the one and only Phil Dawson, who has agreed to take part in this. Here's some of the numbers you've got, and I know Phil deals in numbers and angles and all this stuff all the time, so this is right up his alley.
He actually has probably better numbers than I do, because he could probably tell you the game time temperature, how many field goals he's kicked in New York, what type of angle he has to hit to make sure that he gets it from the right hash through the upright. So his math is probably actually far exceeding anything I could do.
One of the best things I saw, besides the dude with the beer pong table that you signed, Phil, was a person who slid a photo in front of you, not one of the ones you were the stack that we brought here, but one of a personal photo. You said, I missed that. You knew the kick that you missed. How the heck did you, because it didn't show anything other than you kicking. How did you know that?
Well, it's I wish I could forget them, but
so those
those are the ones that keep me up at night. But that was a kick several years ago at Kansas City. It was from the left hash during the second quarter. I aimed right center, and the dang thing went right instead of coming back to the left, and I missed it just outside the right upright. So I appreciate him bringing that and bringing that back to the forefront of my memory.
Wonderful. Well, no, I know you made the point. You commented on it, but you graciously signed. But and like a golfer, you know every single shot, so to speak.
I really do try to learn from each and every kick. You know, you watch a professional golfer. If they miss a putt, what do? They continue to watch the ball so that they can get a read on their next putt.
Yeah.
So every time I kick the ball, whether I make it or miss it, I'm staring at that thing, trying to gather as much information as possible so that, you know, I'll be better prepared for the next one. Or even in this case, 5 years later, I remember what I did wrong on that one, and I make sure I don't do that again.
Matt, well, you got some good news for Phil and the rest of the Browns team, because this against reigning Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, and it started against the New York Giants in the 2008 season. The Browns have won 3 of the last 4 games against the defending NFL champions. It started back with a 35-14 Monday Night Football victory over the Giants back in the 2008 season in mid-October, which, you know, you're playing the Giants again in early October. This time the scenery is a little bit different, but still you hope that trend continues. It's a trend that continued actually in the 2009 season when the Browns split the season series with the Pittsburgh Steelers on a very cold Thursday night football game at Cleveland Browns Stadium, and then they extended it the next year on October 24th, 2010 with a 30-17 upset victory over the New Orleans Saints in the Louisiana Superdome.
There's no single answer to this, Phil, but your best sense, again, veteran guy with perspective, why are these games, why have the Browns, you think, been consistently successful? Is it about that whole getting, you know, getting more hyped up to face a defending Super Bowl champ?
Absolutely. I mean, you listen to players on a defending Super Bowl team, and they'll always comment how you get everyone else's best shot. And this is your opportunity when you go against the best to show them that you can hang with them. So I know that's been the case for us, and we've performed rather well when you consider how we've performed otherwise, so in comparison. So I'm excited to see how we, you know, go out there this week and handle this one.
You got more numbers, Matt, dealing with the offense and the early starts.
Yeah, the Browns have scored just 6 first quarter points this year, and the opponents have scored 21 as well. So when you look at it, the Browns have done an extremely better job in the second, third, and fourth quarters of getting points on the board. They've closed that gap. They've only been outscored by 8 points in the second, 29-21, by 4, 24-20 in the third, and they've outscored their opponents 26-24 in that final quarter. So if the Browns can find a way to get off to a faster start, they may close that gap between the opponents in the first quarter.
And as far as the penalties that have been happening, so far this team penalized 26 times for 261 yards.
Yeah, and it was against the Ravens. They were flagged 7 more times for 66 yards. The first was a holding penalty on an offensive lineman that negated a 10-yard run by Trent Richardson, and the drive ended 3 plays later when the Browns couldn't convert a 3rd-and-17. You know, and earlier this week when Brandon Whedon spoke with the media, he mentioned that the Browns have to find a way to avoid that 2nd-and-long, 3rd-and-long situation, because that allows them to involve a guy like Trent Richardson more in the backfield and in terms of running the football and just not dropping back to pass protect or trying to catch the football out of the backfield.
Defense has been a real strong suit of this team, Phil, so far. Your observations of some of the young guys on that side of the ball, particularly guys like Billy Winn and John Hughes, what have you noticed there?
It's been really fun to watch. You can be sitting on the sideline during practice, and you could close your eyes, and you will know when it's a defensive period of practice. There's a certain energy. There's a certain intensity. And I got to credit DeQuell and the other veteran guys on that defense for setting the tone. And these young guys have just stepped right in and followed the lead. So our defense is doing a very good job, and I'm excited to see how much better they can get this season.
And against this Giants team, it's going to be huge. Eli Manning and company, Ahmad Bradshaw, they got some talented people there, Matty.
Yeah, they've definitely gotten a lot of production out of the backfield, and it hasn't just been Ahmad Bradshaw. In addition to his 133 yards and 1 touchdown on 35 carries, they've got a guy by the name of Andre Brown who's done a fair bit of bouncing around in teams and practice squads over the first couple of years of his career. He has 38 carries, 198 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He also has 6 catches out of the backfield for 40 yards. When you combine that with Ahmad's receptions out of the backfield, you're talking about a running back tandem that's combined to catch 11 passes for 93 yards out of the backfield. That's a lot of production in terms of making it extended handoffs or getting other people involved in the play as well. So you definitely have to watch out for the Giants running backs. But really, the start of the the thing. The start of the Giants offense starts with Eli Manning.
And we got to go right into the kicker's wheelhouse here, Phil Dawson's wheelhouse with special teams stats. Phil Dawson making all eight of the field goals he's attempted so far, 3 of 3 in that Baltimore game. And Phil, 4 of 4 already from 50 or more yards this season. So it isn't just a Baltimore thing. It's been a, you know, it's been a something, and it isn't just a 2012 season thing either. This is something you do, you pride yourself on. You talked earlier in the show about knowing your range, but is it also just how you feel physically and the oomph that you can put in your, because you're doing it in kickoffs as well.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of get on a roll, and these situations just keep popping up, and for whatever reason, last year we had a lot of opportunities. I mean, I've had seasons where I didn't try a 50-yarder, so for whatever reason, we tried 8 last year. We've already tried 4 this year, and you try to maximize your opportunities and go with the opportunities you're presented, and so far so good. But like I said earlier, just because I've made a couple doesn't mean I'll make the next one. So it's right back to that boring routine I referred to, and stick to the plan and try to show up Sunday and do my job.
Well, if we know recent history is anything, Phil Dawson is the NFL leader in terms of 50-yard field goals since the start of the 2011 season. He's 11-12 in that category.
Keep it all rolling. That's a great number, Matt. I'm glad you brought that up. And Phil, I'm glad you included in your routine this night to join us out here at Liberty Ford in Brunswick. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot. It's been fun.
All right. We've got much more coming up for you. We're going to answer your questions and comment on your comments. That is ahead as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from Liberty Ford on Center Road in Brunswick on ESPN 850 WKNR.
A new car.
Oh no, why?
Well, mine's only a 2-seater and I have 3 kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
What's better than new?
Better than new?
Just a riddle.
The all-new Rebel Wireless.
Will I still save?
Save big on our all-new lineup of the smartest smartphones around.
Even the Samsung Showcase.
A Galaxy S phone.
And what about the network?
Our newly enhanced data network is faster and more reliable than ever.
Well,
try Rebel with a free month of unlimited everything when you purchase any smartphone.
New phone.
New network.
New locations. Same unbeatable Rebel value. Rebel, come save with us. Offer ends 10/14/12. Free month is applied as $50 service credit. See store for details.
Hello. Oh, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the junior roast beef and junior ham and cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal, a really big deal, a colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Chad, how are things going with the new store in Rocky River?
Hey, Will, the response has been unbelievable. We love Cleveland.
Lady Jane's is unreal. They treat me like a king there. TVs everywhere, leather recliners, and of course, the beautiful stylist.
For sure, Will. Check us out on the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road in Rocky River, next to the Walgreens.
Get an awesome haircut experience for just $10.
Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Four. Look out. Coming through.
For more information on Nemacolin Woodlands Stay and Play Golf Packages, visit nemacolin.com.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only 5-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East Side, West Side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
The best place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. For the best seats in town all season long, visit BrownsTickets.com. Now, how about this? Tickets for the Chargers game October 28th and the Ravens November 4th. Tickets are as low as $30. Use the code ESPN Cleveland. You'll get another 5% off your entire order. Looking for premium lower-level sideline tickets? Go to BrownsTickets.com. That's the Browns live this season. Visit BrownsTickets.com. That's BrownsTickets.com at Amazing Tickets.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
The Ask Vic segment of the show, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Liberty Ford, the one in Brunswick, Center Road. We've been here for this full hour. Phil Dawson's been with us for this full hour. It's really been a great time. A whole bunch of people came out to meet and greet the Browns kicker, signed a bunch of autographs, posed for photos, wearing his number 4 Dawson jersey here. It's been really a fun time. All right, back to your questions, your comments, the ones you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily is the handle on that, via email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. You know you can also reach us via voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Dave from Twitter. Are the Browns maintaining a positive attitude even after going 0-4? Are there enough positives per game to be happy with a loss? And this is a great question, I think, Dave, because it ties right into what you heard Phil Dawson talk about earlier on the show, which was, you know, what is the attitude? What is the demeanor of this football team? And he said it very simply. He says, we're okay. We're okay. And I think you need to hear that. It's not, I'm giving it the true, and if Phil has been nothing else through his whole time with the Browns, he's very honest and upfront and straightforward with everything. And he, you know, good times or in bad, he'll tell you. He says the temperature is pretty good in the locker room with that said. Now, they want more success. They want to start turning this thing around. Sunday would be a good place to get that started in the Meadowlands, and that's where this team's mindset is headed. But are there enough positives is your question at 0-4? And I think the answer is yes. I think you can still point to what they're getting from Trent Richardson and what they will continue to get from this dynamic player. What Brandon Whedon has been and can be with the big arm, the accuracy that he has. Yes, he's had some bad interceptions. The pick six thrown behind the receiver and taken back for six. Those things happen to the best of quarterbacks. They're tougher to see and I guess accept when you see a rookie do that. But a rookie playing his fourth game, yeah, come his sixth or eighth or tenth game, you want to see less of that, if not none of that. But the reality of it is it will happen against a pretty good defense that the Baltimore Ravens play. Mitchell Schwartz, I think, finding a more of a comfort level at right tackle. And I want to see the receivers. That's where I think the larger climb has to be among the younger players made by Travis Benjamin, by Josh Gordon. And looking at the tight end position as well, seeing Jordan Cameron still need to take more steps as a playmaker. It's coming there. You're seeing some incremental success, but we need to see a whole lot more. And that's what's going to get this team over the hump. And the defense, what's not to be encouraged by seeing what John Hughes and Billy Winn are doing in the middle of a defense that doesn't have Phil Taylor and is not going to see him probably for, you know, a few more weeks at the earliest, getting him back in the lineup from that torn pectoral muscle that he suffered in the offseason. Mr. All Day via Twitter says, seeing all these top teams at or below 500 or worse, well, I guess worse is below, but anyway, makes me feel better about the Browns. Well, yeah, misery loves company. I can see your thought there. But it might also put in perspective what the competition level is of this league. When you look at an NFL where the New England Patriots were really kind of fighting for their football lives, if you will, going into Buffalo last week and winning big, winning running away. But think of their level of desperation as they tried to avoid losing three in a row. And that's the Patriots. And that's the team that was just in the Super Bowl. And how about, I mean, this New York Giants team has done well and is a dangerous and outstanding football team that the Browns need to face. But here they are coming up short against a Philadelphia team that a lot of people say, should they really only have a single loss? Yeah, those three, they've been living dangerously on the edge, the so-called Super Bowl team that a lot of people have predicted. Well, they've won certainly enough games to still have a lot of hope for that, but one-point wins. I mean, it's really been starting with the one against the Browns. We want to thank several people for their help today. Adam Cahill, our on-site producer, doing his usual great job. Rich Shagovic, the general manager here at Liberty Ford in Brunswick. We want to thank Nicole Peters from the Browns, Dana Robinson from Liberty, Keith Williams from KNR, Betty Roth also from KNR. We want to thank Matt Florjancic, and of course, not last but certainly not least, Phil Dawson. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.